Rod, Frisian Fire, and Super 99. Maryland's 5/8 Mile Training Track completes the full-service facilities from the Foaling Barn to the racetrack. Join the excitement of racing with Country Life Farm, where our partnerships can take you from beginning to...
The PA Horse Breeders Association introduces the Pennsylvania Stallion Series. Four brand new races to be run at parks for PA-sired, PA-bred two-year-olds. There are two $100,000 contests on August 22nd, PA Day at the Races. September 24th, PA Derby Day, has two more races, each with a $200,000 purse. The PA Stallion Series, yet another reason why Pennsylvania is the premier place to breed and race. For more, please visit PABred.com.
Your career in horse racing off to a fast start? Well, the University of Arizona's Racetrack Industry Program is your winning ticket. The Racetrack Industry Program has served as a springboard to some of the industry's most successful individuals, with a proven track record of job placement right out of college. If you want to earn a degree in the exciting horse racing industry, the Racetrack Industry Program can put you in the winner's circle.
Visit ua-rtip.org today.
Why, in the past decade, has BRL Equine become the premier equine supplement company in the industry? Because we spend millions in research and development before we ever put out a product. Because we use only FDA-supervised facilities to manufacture for us. Because what we say is in them is in them. Because they work. Because if you're not happy, I'll give you your money back. And because top trainers and veterinarians in thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, three-day eventing, and barrel racing all trust in BRL Equine. Shouldn't you? To find out more how Flexify HA, Unlock, Bleeder Shield, and EPO Equine can help you, contact me, Joseph Vellante, 215-501-6880.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-9
At the Races with Steve Bick. Enough! Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
We're back, and just about exactly 45 minutes to... close out the OBS visit, and I'm also, as I mentioned, monitoring, trying to guess where things might shake out. Hip 355 in the ring right now, so I'm gonna see what how quickly. You know, you just don't know what the outs are, what the, which ones are. Let me take them here. I got the out list here in front of me, and 355. So between now and what I'm looking for, 2, 4, 6, 8. It's not 15, so that would get you up to 370. So 30. Now I think we're okay. I think we'll be able to. It's going to actually going to fall right in the sweet spot, maybe. In terms of getting off the air and having to leave for Orlando. Let me do it while we wait. We got a couple of visitors yet to close out the morning. I do want to tell you about. I do actually have a couple of, this is actually the first break we've gotten. Let me pull out some of the news, because there was quite a bit, actually. And we've referenced a couple of things already this morning. I want to do this, though, first. I have put up at the website already, for those of you that went to look at Kev's picks, if you weren't on Twitter and you went to see Kev Humphrey's plays at the website, you may have missed. I also, myself, looked at Fairgrounds and put together a very narrow kind of a press play at Fairgrounds today. I thought that, we mentioned Clairière, and, in some cases, you might look at a horse coming back like this today, and she's going to run at 5:05 Eastern. And actually, we take off at 5, so I might be able to watch as we taxi up the runway. The thinking always usually is, this is where you try to beat a horse on the comeback. Now, of course, she came back as a 3-year-old last year at Fairgrounds and won the Rachel Alexandra. She was ready, having not been seen since the Goldenrod try, where she was second behind Travel Column. So she, in her one other, the one other occasion where she was asked to run fresh, she was okay at it, to say the least. And she's worked very steadily, including, a pair of sub-minute 5/8, which is not exactly a typical Asmussen barn drill. So, there's any number of things. If there was no pace in this race, you might say to yourself, well, she's very vulnerable because, she's going to have to come from off the pace. Well, there's pace. There's a good deal of pace as it happens. So it feels like it being aggressive here and trying to beat her is not the formula in this sequence. The formula that made this attractive, I thought, as a opportunity, actually comes with the maiden special that comes after Clairière's return. And there's a horse that is making a debut in a field where, there's mostly horses that have run once or in some cases twice, and they've been okay. And there are some surface switches and some things going on. But Boss Moon Benny, in this eighth race, happened to see this Street Boss colt work for Brendan Walsh. And it's a homebred by Southwind Stables, Florida outfit. And Boss Moon Benny impressed me to the point where I asked around. And thanks to Frank McGoey for, getting the details. And Boss Moon Benny, in this group, it feels like a place where you want a fresh face. Amos has got a second timer who wanted the grass first, a $200,000 Woodford Windstar Into Mischief, treasure hunting. Asmussen's got Bet He's Ready for Mike McCarty, a More Than Ready that has run competitively at least two out of his four career starts. Rosario sees fit to ride, as we say. And the turf try in January, going 5.5, was okay. But again, that's why a fresh face to me was really interesting. 8-1 on Boss Moon Benny, the 5. Brad Cox has got one for Larry Best. I saw Larry yesterday. I saw him at one point and thought I'd see him again, but I haven't. Oxo Equine, OXO, of course. Brad Cox sends out this another Into Mischief, $625,000 colt that debuted at Ellis Park last summer. So, guest speaker makes a 3-year-old debut in here. And Mike Stidham, I thought that if there's a horse among the favorites, and Breon is only 4-1, a more than ready colt out of a Mr. Greeley mare, Ingenue, and this for Don Ross. And this one has been, they tried to get on the grass last time as well in February, and it rained off. So, you know, there's a bunch of horses in here that are just, you know, that are that seem okay. And so the firsters, there's another firster that Greg Foley sends for Lloyd Madison, a homebred, a broken vow colt named Sully, who's going to have to negotiate the rail. And Sully has actually worked pretty nicely as well, including a second of 76 gate move 10 days ago. So just a couple of thoughts. At 8-1, Boss Moon Benny is a horse I've been waiting for. So I'm going to, you know, that sort of made me think not just about a double with Clairier, but to look at the, you know, the first, you know, the leg ahead of it and the nightcap. So I ended up putting together this pick four. It's up at the website. And quick note about the other two races. Sixth and the ninth, if you're taking notes and can't get to the website, let me tell you what we did there. There's actually used three horses in the sixth. This is a 15 claimer for fillies and mares going a mile on the grass, and the weather seemed fine in New Orleans, overcast, but there was no rain at all, so I don't think we're worried about the grass. Coinmaker with the Jareth Loveberry and Emil Schwant sends this one out, 5-1. Thought there was some appeal ahead of the favorites. Nana's Gray, 3-1 for Brad Cox. And the Tom Morley. So use those two. And then comes the Clairier race. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm hearing, look at this. Thank you, Chad. Wow. Chad Schexnader letting me know that they are off the turf. Unbelievable. Wow. That changed. I mean, that's brutal. That's just brutal. So, all right. I got to reevaluate. I specifically, before I even wrote this, I went in this morning early and checked the weather. And so unless that's just some residual moisture and some of the issues that they've dealt with, it seems like, you know, remember after that terrible period that, and when, once they took the hedge out, a lot of that, you know, turf course issue dissipated, but seems like it's back. Well, in the eighth with a bunch of scratches, wow. That is really, I was excited about betting this horse, I'll tell you. I was as excited as I've been in a while. You know, when you see one yourself and you hold it back. Brendan Walsh has left Boss Moon Benny in. You can scratch the 1-2, 10-11, 12-13. So Foley comes out, Amos comes out. 10, 11, 12, 13. The AEs come out, and that leaves you with three MTOs. Foley actually has an MTO firster. Kiowa Breeze. Eric Heitzman has got one. Carlin's Malibu. And Joe Sharp has got Cyclone. So we'll have to reevaluate this, and this may be a little tricky now for me to pull this together. The Foley actually worked very nicely, that Kiowa Breeze, 5-1 for West Point. And American Freedom. And that maybe you got some hints today with just minutes ago Sid mentioning American Freedom, right? Who knows? What do you got? What do you got, something great racetrack stories or great OBS stories?
It depends.
Huh. Hi. Oh, okay. You've been here. You've been here as long as, yeah. Well, when you say professional skater, of course I'm on the air. now she's mortified, Christy. Speaking of skating, I did see that the Olympian. There's a big parade at the end of the month here in Ocala.
Yes, there's a parade for Aaron, Brittany, and Joey.
Unbelievable. How did Ocala become a training center hotspot for speed skaters?
I don't know how it happened, but we have much talent in that area. We have a kid, CJ, that's in the Nationals that is amazing, and a kid named Brady that is young from the Ocala speed team, which Richard coaches them. And also Renee coached Brittany and Joey and Aaron for many years, and they ended up on the Olympic team. I guess it's just the thing to do in Ocala is to skate. We have so much talent.
What is that?
The Ocala speed team.
Unbelievable.
At Skateaway South, yeah.
I'd love to, because to me it was very notable when the whole storyline developed, and I just wondered to myself how would Ocala even have that many ice rinks
Well, it's actually, they're called inline speed skates. And
sure.
They're four wheels straight across.
Right.
And once they're like 18, then they go to ice. And unfortunately, Aaron went straight from the Ocala speed team straight onto the Olympics.
Unbelievable.
I mean, she tried out. She got it first shot. She won two golds.
Erin Jackson we're talking about.
Yes, she's amazing. And she's actually skates with the younger kids at Ocala, on the Ocala speed team, and she's such an inspiration to them.
Well,
and so is Brittany and her mother, Miss Bo, is very inspirational. I guess, the kids, they join the team. They become part of something bigger than themselves, and they love it.
There you go. There you go. I'm actually going to send out a link to the story from the Star Banner.
Okay.
I think it's March 26th, I think, is the 26th to the 28th, I think, is the...
The parade,
is the
yes.
The parade.
Yes.
And the town, there were some cutaways during the NBC coverage where they were showing viewing parties here in town.
Absolutely. They were, when the girls were skating and Joey, they were at home all rooting, and they had the news team there following them as they were skating.
Unbelievable.
Because the parents couldn't actually go. I'm not sure what the reason was, but they weren't allowed to have
COVID.
Yeah, spectators.
Yeah. Aaron Jackson and...
Brittany Bow
and Joey Mancha.
Mancha. Yeah.
Mancha.
Yes.
It's an amazing story.
Every
trip here, we had Tommy Venturi yesterday, and I went out to the Equestrian Center on Monday afternoon to tour it. I had not seen it. I'd seen pictures.
Right.
That's an unbelievable emergent story that
yes.
is obviously going to draw international competition.
Yes.
The town is just burgeoning. There's all
yes.
kinds of things going on here.
It's definitely given my son a good character of growing. He had a choice to either go on ice or be a pilot, and he actually went... when he was 18, he started flying across the street here.
Yeah,
at the airport.
The airport's right across the street.
And now he's studying Enemy Riddle, so he wants to be a hurricane hunter.
Holy
so
cow.
So he couldn't do both.
That's a little crazy, but all right.
Yep.
You can steer him. The racetrack's safer.
Yeah.
You've been here a long time.
16 years.
16?
Next month.
Everybody here. It's one of the things that's amazing about not just OBS. I mean, virtually... any of the sales companies, any of the various long-term entities in the game, the longevity that.
Well, the greatest thing with OBS is we are 100% customer satisfaction, from selling the horse to the bathrooms. We're known from having one of the best bathrooms in the horse track industry, and I'd like to think I'm a part of that, of making it possible. We are very clean, we're hardworking, and we make sure everybody's happy.
I love it.
Yep.
Christine, what a pleasure.
Yes,
what a surprise. Thanks
yes.
so much. We're going to... I surprised you. You didn't... That's all right. That was great. Thank you. It was so fun. Just watching here now as the fourth is underway at Cheltenham, and the Queen Mother We're watching for Nube Negra came out because of the ground. Shishkin, of course, is going to be 1-2, and Kevs plays Envoy Allen, the Henri DeBromed Shiverly Park 8-year-old at 9-1 is who we're kind of watching for. Let's pick up the Queen Mother.
The Corsi is the back marker as they come to fence number 5 in the Betway Queen Mother Champion Chase. So way to the far side they go. Chacun Poussoir settles down now to about a 2-length advantage as they run to number 6. Put the kettle on, she runs in second place. Third, not much now between Envoi Allen and Politologue. And wider of those, Fumambul Sivala, as they take this plain one. Shishkin was a little awkward at it, and Ogumen in the blue is with him. They come down to the water jump now for the only time. It is fence number 7. Pink colours to Chacun Poussoir. Not so far clear. Put the kettle on in second position. She's only a half length behind in second place. Shishkin, 2 or 3 lengths behind the others at this stage. Envoi Allen, as they come to the first of the open ditches with Politologue, are in third and fourth positions. Then Fumambul Sivala on the outside of those. And Ogumen was next. And Shishkin's going to be pulled up. Shishkin is being pulled up, having jumped the 8th. They come to fence number 9. Chacun Poussoir got in really tight, and he's unseated rider. Chacun Poussoir, number 1, is out there. So Politologue, the grey, with Fumambul Sivala, and put the kettle on, and she goes through to lead now. Inugumen on the left there in the blue. The red, white and blue is Envoi Allen. This is the final open ditch. There are 5 left at the fourth last fence, and Fumambul Sivala put in a very good leap to join, put the kettle on. Inugumen, Paul Townend in the blue. He's checked round for dangers. Shishkin's not behind you, Paul. He's out of the race. At the top of the hill, and they turn left-handed down towards home. Envoi Allen is a half length behind Energumen and runs in third position. And then behind those is Politologue. They have 3 fences to jump. Put the kettle on the right. Fumambul Sivala, the stripes on the sleeves. 1 from the left, then in the royal blue colours, is Energumen. In the centre, Envoi Allen, the grey. Politologue is the extreme left. 3 from the finish. Envoi Allen, Energumen have jumped through to the lead. Fumambul Sivala is with those. Put the kettle on. She has weakened, and she is another previous winner, Politologue, at the rear of the field. This is the home turn. Coming up in red, it is Envoi Allen. In blue, Energumen, biding his time alongside. Fumambul Sivala is a length and a half behind those as they move into the home straight. They have 2 plain fences to jump. Envoi Allen is trying to fight off Energumen. Fumambul Sivala still behind them. Energumen is the leader at the second last and now goes on by 2, 3, 4 lengths as they come to the final fence. Energumen up and over safely, and he's on the run in now. Fumambul Sivala in second place. Envoi Allen is next. Politologue is behind this. The closing stages. Energumen is clear and wins the Betway Queen Mother Champion Chase with Paul Townend. Energumen is already winner. Fumambul Sivala in second place. Envoi Allen will be in third. Politologue and put the kettle on, the final 2 to complete.
Well, there you go. And the story here, obviously, is going to be Shishkin pulled up and taken out of the Queen Mother at 1-2. So Energumen, 2-1, your winner, and another placement, at least another placement pop for Kevin and those of you that played along. And, of course, with Nube Negra having been scratched, that left you with Envoi Allen at 9-1. So there might be some nice... might be a nice placement price here when this comes back. All right, so we'll watch for that. That's our last until tomorrow. And as I mentioned to you earlier, Kev, Kev wanted to want here. Let's go with this one. Kev wanted to rework his analysis for tomorrow, and the ground, the way it's turned up, is going to require further examination. So no live Kev today, but he'll have his full set of punts for you tomorrow. Right now, happy to, absolutely delighted to congratulate Carlos from the team at Sequel, Becky Thomas, of course, another $1 million seller. Carlos, congratulations to you and Becky and the Bromans and everybody.
Thank you so much. Coming into this sale, we were really excited about him in particular. You know, watching him train all year long at our new facility over Sequel at Winding Oaks, the old Winding Oaks farm, we have the benefit of the mile dirt track, which he just trained so beautifully on all year long. And then bringing him over here, I mean, he just seemed to float over the track and just worked really beautifully. And then he's a big strapping colt, 16-3 out of the sire. So we knew that he'd be popular, and we couldn't be happier that Spendthrift and Brad Wiseboard and Liz Crow and their group ended up with him. And, of course, Mr. Broman, the breeder, was able to stay in for a leg. So he'll be really excited to watch that colt as he continues on and hopefully turns out to be the big splash that we expect him to be.
He got to, you know, he kind of ticked all the boxes, as they say, right? You know, it looks the part and breathes nicely.
Right, right.
Into mischief doesn't hurt, of course.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, physical aside, his mental acuity was also really impressive. You know, every year we sort of have a top colt in the barn that knows he's the top colt in the barn and likes to show it off. And this colt very much knew that, but he wasn't as outspoken as some of the others can be. You know, his half-brother, Chestertown, sold here in 2019 for $2 million. And he very much knew he was the top colt in the barn at the time, and was a little bit more difficult to manage at times, I could say. However, this colt has always been, you know, training focused and rarely had any behavioral issues.
There's not much more you can ask. And of course, you know, when they're notable from all those different angles, from the pedigree to the breeze and the, you know, and the physical, they also get dragged out of that stall a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, they sure do. And he's actually handled it really well. We've had some horses come to the sales and get nervous or get a little stressed about it, but he seemed to settle in really nicely once he got here, you know, 7 or 8 days before the breeze show. And coming out and starting to show, because he did breeze before we had that break, we knew that he was going to behave, you know, just as we expected him to, just as he did at the farm. And oftentimes people would walk around and he would just be out of his stall, just hanging out, watching the other horses show before, you know, he had his turn at the end of the shows typically.
Well, in addition, of course, to this million-dollar seller, the two yesterday, the $1.1 million session topper, and then following that came this Artemis Agriterra son, and really kind of put a nice. Not finishing touch, because there were probably another, you know, 30 or 40 hips later, but it did give the, you know, the session a really nice boost, and looks like haven't looked at the numbers yet, but I've just seen a couple go by on the screen, and you know, feels like we're off to a good start today. Some of the others from yesterday, you know, it's funny, I talked about Accelerate earlier with Sid Fernando. You had a couple of accelerates that both went well, and one a New York bred and one a Kentucky bred.
Yeah, the Kentucky bred was a homebred for Mr. Lakin, who's been a longtime partner of
Lou
Sequels.
Lakin.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Who's been a longtime partner of ours, and it's out of his mare named Storm in a Prayer, who recently had a son that we sold here as well. Whose name is Classic State of Mind, who is stakes bound after winning convincingly in Miami, and I believe there was word of a track record in there as well. I believe it was 5 furlongs on the turf.
There's all kinds of debate. That's a whole separate show.
Sure, absolutely.
That track record situation at Gulfstream that'll set off a brawl. So we're going to avoid that discussion.
So we were very happy for that filly to go to Phil Hager. He's a great buyer. A student of the game, as Miss Becky would say, and we couldn't be happier that he ended up with her. She's a really nice filly, worked 10 flat and did it beautifully. And then the other accelerate that we brought was a colt. Again, a Broman bred, New York bred accelerate out of Spiteful Affair, who is the dam of Mr. Buff, who, of course, is a legend in New York. Just had an outstanding career for his trainer, John Kimmel, and Mr. Broman had just an amazing time watching him as he won, New York Stake after New York Stake, which is, of course, the benefit of the New York breeding program.
Very much. And what's interesting is that the New York bred of these two accelerates, the New York bred sold, sold the bigger number,
sure.
200,000, and the Kentucky bred out of Storm and a Prayer, 50,000 to Taproot. So it just goes to show this whole topic we have very frequently touch on here, which is the regional programs and how for whatever reason, historically, people have these preconceived impressions or expectation for the regional programs, and it's just silly. I mean, they're all individuals.
Absolutely, absolutely. From Mr. Buff to, hopefully this nice colt that Mike Ryan purchased by Accelerate. He told us after the purchase that he was, really excited, bought it for a client of his from Michigan, and hopefully that horse makes his way back to New York where Mr. Broman can watch him run as well.
Well, you got a much quieter day today. You got most of your work done yesterday.
Yes.
Carlos joining us. Last name. I don't even get a last name.
Manresa.
Manresa.
There it is.
Two S's?
Just one.
Manresa. All right. We'll talk about your background in a second. But today, three hips. And the one that you took out that Into Mischief colt, I was ready yesterday for Down the Road. Also, A City of Light came out additionally. The Bolt Doros are getting, the minute I hit the grounds here and we talked on Monday and I asked people, who's your, not sleeper, but, who do you expect to emerge? And everybody said Bolt Doro. How about this New York bred Bolt Doro filly out of Miss Centerfold? She went in 10-1.
Yeah, she's a very great, she's a great filly, great mind, average size, worked beautifully. She's always been one of our better movers, and we expected her to come here and work as she did. She is a partnership horse as well, I think we expect her to find a good home and hopefully go back to New York as well and take advantage of all of the programs that they have there.
Nice. There's also a Carpe Diem and a Freud colt. And how many do you bring back here in April?
More than a handful. We'll probably have between 15 to 18 for April. There's going to be a lot of Kentucky sired New York breds, as well as some New York sires as well. So it'll be an exciting mix. Plenty of selection and a lot of athletic colts and fillies.
Tell us about your background and how you got on involved with the game.
Yeah, it's a bit of an unorthodox background, I guess. But I had met Becky Thomas's daughter Mackenzie in my first year of college at Florida State, and she and I began dating, and coming home from college, I needed a summer job.
Unbelievable.
And so, Miss Becky was very quick to offer me my first job, and it was, on the farm, mucking stalls in the morning, bathing horses, and just doing anything I could, to afford to take Mackenzie out for dinner, fast forward down the road, I've graduated college, I decided to go to law school, and I graduated from law school and had begun working in Orlando as a medical malpractice attorney. And I quickly realized that it was not what I had envisioned for my life. Meanwhile, Miss Becky was, of course, traveling to Kentucky and New York and going to all the sales. And, the excitement around horse racing was very visible, even from a distance.
Wow.
And I just, I thought, if I have this opportunity here, who am I not to take it? And so I made the leap, thankfully she caught me, and it's been wonderful. I've learned so much. I still have so much more to learn, but it's been a very welcoming industry, and it certainly helps to have the introduction from Miss Becky every time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that, I'll tell you what, that just sounds like one of those stories that should be encouraging to people who go down one path and have, you know, don't necessarily see it as what they want to do the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times when you go off to school and you've got a certain preconceived notion and, I mean, I tell the story, you know, I fully expected to go to law school when I got to Colgate as a freshman. And it took about maybe a week or 2 weeks of looking around at some of the, you know, the political science courses and who was in my class, thinking to myself, ugh, I'm not, no interest in this group.
Right.
And honestly, I mean, that I realized I'm not, this is not what I want to do. And so I went in a completely different direction, and I've had a fairly circuitous path that led me all over the place. But, just the fact that you would go down a something of an unknown path to find yourself in this, it says a lot. I mean, how old are you?
29.
All right. So, I mean, you've been in this.
I've been in this industry, I guess you could say, for 2.5 years. I left the legal profession and pivoted completely.
Amazing.
Which, if you ask any attorney, sounds like a wonderful decision. If you ask any horse person, they'll say you're crazy. So, but really, you know, there are a lot of people in the industry that are lawyers that I've met along the way.
Oh, sure. Absolute.
You know, Carrie Coffin, you know, one of them. So we're not unheard of out here. we find our way eventually.
Well, I mean, do you have any further, concept of what, you know, what an end game, not an end game, but, you know, what a down the road direction, I mean, might be? I mean, when you're training 2 year olds, I mean, that's a business in itself. I mean, whether it's this or whether it's, prepping for a set of clients, or, you know, there's many different ways. There's even going off to the racetrack. You look at somebody like Jonathan Thomas.
Right.
Who started, was working for Todd, went to work on the farm at Bridlewood, and then kind of, you know, found himself, having no choice but to, you know, train for the afternoon.
Right. Yeah. Right now, I think my goal is to stay in the sales industry as long as possible. It's extremely exciting. I enjoy the selection of yearlings and the sales of two-year-olds. I've had a great mentor thus far who has been a master in that field, you could say. So I'm really trying to capitalize on everything that I'm being taught. And you know, thankfully, I really enjoy it. And, you know, every day when I wake up to go to the farm, it's just,
that's
wonderful.
That's
absolutely wonderful.
Unbelievable. Carlos Manresa, what are you... You on Twitter beside?
I am. You can find me through any of Sequel's handles. I'm reposting their tweets all of the time. So, Carlos,
are you handling the?
We all contribute. It's a team effort at Sequel. So between the New York farm, the 2-year-old sales, and the new training center, there's plenty of content out there.
Carlos Manresa. _ There we go.
There it is.
All right. Going to, follow me, Carlos. Something's not happy. All right. We're going to get you. You got 59 as of 59 followers as of right now.
Look at that.
And we'll push that.
I'm going viral. I can feel it.
There's no doubt. Best of luck.
Thank you.
To the rest of the way and then through April. And we'll watch for you at Saratoga this summer. Right.
Absolutely.
You come up and
we'll be there.
Outstanding. I really appreciate it. I wanted, Becky suggested that you could come over, and I'm glad she did.
Absolutely. It's been great meeting
you. Pleasure to meet. Let me get a picture of you for the listing today, and so that everybody, and I suppose they are waiting. They do want to know, Are you still dating Mackenzie?
Of course. We are now happily married.
Oh, you didn't say that. You didn't.
I had to save it for the end.
You buried the lead.
I had to save it for the very
end.
Get
the hell out of
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you're the son-in-law.
I am now the son-in-law.
Look
officially.
At that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's tremendous. Well
so,
done.
Yeah.
Well
done. It all ended happily.
Another victim drawn into the industry.
Yeah.
Unsuspecting, just asked her out. She looked, she probably looked nice, and you thought, I want to date that girl. And here you are.
And here we are, 12 years later.
That is great.
Yeah.
That is great. And sorry about the Seminoles.
Oh, well, you know.
I'm sorry. I had to slip that in. All right. Well, Carlos, this was great. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
We'll talk again. Carlos Manresa for Sequel. And they've had a good. Obviously, when you have a seven-figure seller, it's been a good sale. Let me get Gus in here. We got about 5 minutes to close out the morning, and Gus is going to give you the Wednesday Gulfstream, which is really going to come in handy because of what has turned out to be off the turf at. Fairgrounds, after I put together, I was really excited to play that sequence at Fairgrounds. Gus, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Our buddy Sammy in New Orleans, they said they didn't get a thunderstorm there last night, which kind of affected the grass course today at Fairgrounds.
Brutal. Brutal. Not happy. All right, so be it.
We got some sun down here in South Florida today, so... They're on the turf, and I got a few plays today in the late sequence, and I'm going to be posting them also on the website here in a little bit.
All right, I'm staying here for probably a half an hour or 45 minutes, so I'll get a chance to to transfer it over
Perfect.
To the website too. So dive in.
All right, I got a long ball here in race five. It's one of those maiden optional claimer races that seem to they kind of work their way down from Woodbine. These are kind of neat races, and I'm going to go with number 9 here. I'm going to take a shot with Bullet on tap. 12-1 on the morning line. Some pressure up here. She failed as a chalk last time. This is a very high percentage barn, especially with second time Lasix, 40%. In my opinion, Romero Mirage, I think he does his best work on speed horses, and this horse is capable here of getting loose. If he gets loose with an alert break, I think she can take them all the way at a good price. And I do have a cold double at the end. Only 8 races on today, 4 on the Tapita. In the 7th race, very nice race here. I'm going to go to a filly that I think she has a bright future, and that's number 7, American Heroine. I mean, she brought back over $1 million at auction. And she hasn't done anything wrong in 2 races. I mean, last time she held on in a race that was taken off the turf in the Tapita. I mean, those fractions were very slow. Clement obviously is doing very well. This one showed some good energy last time in her debut as well. I look for Gaffleon here to sit an ideal stock and pounce trip, and I like her. 9-2 morning line, she might come down a little bit off that. I'm going to try to go with a double in the last race. Maiden claimers going on to Tapita, and I'm going to go all the way to the outside with 10 horse, Soupster. This gray filly is coming off a nice effort as well in the Tapita surface. I think the extra half for furlong here could be the difference today. Gaffleon gets aboard here. I think he sets up shop. The projected pace is the 7, Black Swan. I think he can just track that horse the whole way and take over in the late stages. I'm going to go cold in race 7 with a cold double, 7-10 to end it, Steve.
7-10. Soupster, the 10 in the nightcap for Kimmel. And 6-1 there, and then going back to the 7th, American Heroine, 9-2 with Ty Gaff, and in the 5th, Bullet on Tap. Certainly could get the afternoon rolling. Bullet on Tap, 12-1 with Romero for Jose D'Angelo, and I was actually using a Jose D'Angelo horse in New Orleans because... All he seems to do is win. So
yes, he does. High percentage for sure.
Yeah, high percentage is definitely one way to describe it. And there you go, Gus. This was great. I'm glad we caught up. Perfect way to roll out the afternoon and waning moments of my Florida portion of the trip.
5 weeks. Huh?
It's 5 weeks,
and
we'll head to Orlando later and be home in New York in the morning. But great to get Wednesdays with Bogey back on track and get Gus back on a regular basis with some opinions. And, of course, Gus's opinion Saturday at BrizNet, his spotlight selections every Saturday of whatever the feature track might be, and frequently Gulfstream otherwise. So, Gus, good luck here today, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Sounds great, Steve. Safe travels back. Talk to you next week, and let's keep it rolling.
Absolutely. Bogey 67. Bogey 1967 for if you're not following Gus, which you should. All right. Let me get in one quick note about the NCAA at the races challenge bracket. I'll put up another link to it for everybody. All right. I sent it up earlier. The draw, but I'll do it again today and again tomorrow. Noon tomorrow cutoff, of course, for this year's brackets. All right? So get that in. I want to thank Tom Ventura and everybody at OBS and, of course, everybody along the way that has been so gracious and inviting on along this trip. Everybody at Fairgrounds and Oaklawn, of course, as well as HBPA. And then Gulfstream and Tampa, and now the Ocala Breeders Sales Company. I'm going to go try to get maybe a 2-year-old here in the next half an hour, 40 minutes. All right. So if you want to come aboard, send me a email or a tag. I may have more information as soon as 1 o'clock, perhaps. All right. Otherwise, I will talk to you in the morning. Thanks to Todd Wojcicki. Billy Koch, the boy in the refrigerator who ate his own foot. Dick Powell, Sid Fernando, Sirewatch Pedigree Focus, brought to you by Hill & Dale. Joe Applebaum, Eddie Barker, Carlos Manresa of Sequel, and just now Gus with some plays. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Case. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Ponds Family's Country Life and Maryland Farms are the place for breeding and racing in the Mid-Atlantic. Nationally recognized for making stallions since 1933 and currently stands the Mid-Atlantic's leading freshman sire, Mosler by Warfront, as well as Divining Rod, Frisian Fire, and Super 99. Maryland's 5/8 mile training track completes the full service facilities from the foaling barn to the racetrack. Join the excitement of racing with Country Life Farm, where our partnerships can take you from beginning to...
The PA Horse Breeders Association introduces the Pennsylvania Stallion Series. 4 brand new races to be run at parks for PA-sired, PA-bred 2-year-olds. There are 2 $100,000 contests on August 22nd, PA Day at the Races. September 24th, PA Derby Day, has 2 more races, each with a $200,000 purse. The PA Stallion Series, yet another reason why Pennsylvania is the premier place to breed and race. For more, please visit PABred.com.
Want to get your career in horse racing off to a fast start? Well, the University of Arizona's Racetrack Industry Program is your winning ticket. The Racetrack Industry Program has served as a springboard to some of the industry's most successful individuals, with a proven track record of job placement right out of college. If you want to earn a degree in the exciting horse racing industry, the Racetrack Industry Program can put you in the winner's circle.
Visit ua-rtip.org today.
Why, in the past decade, has BRL Equine become the premier equine supplement company in the industry? Because we spend millions in research and development before we ever put out a product. Because we use only FDA-supervised facilities to manufacture for us. Because what we say is in them is in them. Because they work. Because if you're not happy, I'll give you your money back. And because top trainers and veterinarians in thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, three-day eventing, and barrel racing all trust in BRL Equine. Shouldn't you? To find out more how Flexify HA, Unlock, Bleeder Shield, and EPO Equine can help you, contact me, Joseph Vellante, 215-501-6880.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time time-saving paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643. The pot.